Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
Well, here we go. My boy Jimmy Buckets and the Heat pulled it off. We got an exciting finals to watch. Welcome in to Bolt Brady and his bro. We're here to chat some NBA finals. Let's welcome in our guy Bolt.
And there's one word to explain how those conference championships turned out, and it's called... embarrassing. Wow. Both squads, Celtics and Lake Show, embarrassing. Where would you like to start first?
Let's go Heat Celtics, because it just happened. I mean, it's just fresh on the mind.
Yep. And that game kind of took a couple shots at my Brinks security truck.
Yeah, we differed on those last two.
And I was like, dude, the Celtics, I mean, okay, here it is. Fine, because I kept taking them at home, getting waxed. Luckily, the under was saving me, and Big Brooks Koepka went in the PGA, saved me from the Celtics. But I'm sitting here going, okay, it's time for them to sack up. We're at home, and they just can't do her. It's unreal. You have four home games, and you lose three of them.
Yeah.
I mean, does it get any more embarrassing than that? Like, it's embarrassing for the team. They've embarrassed the fans are like, this is sweet. I mean, dude, if you're a Celtics fan, I don't even know what you're feeling like today. Not good.
Yeah. I mean, they salvaged the sweep. I mean, that would have been terrible. You know, I can't believe they were down 3-0, and then they kind of flipped the switch there in the second half of game four in Miami. And then you hear Barkley and all those guys are like, don't let them get going. You know, this thing might turn around their way. And it was close to happening, but it just couldn't pull it off. And people are going to lean on Tatum getting that ankle kind of jacked on that first 30 seconds, which didn't help.
No, but I mean, listen, you know, every team has injuries. And if he was really that hurt, everyone else around him needs to sack up. And people like Jaylen Brown, wow, going 1-for-9 from three ball. With ready for this one, 8 turnovers.
Yeah, career high.
Wow. Oh, was it a career high?
Yeah, playoffs and regular season. He's never had that many turnovers.
And we're thinking about giving him maybe the $50 million a year. I mean, it's just not happening for me. Like, dude, I'm not saying you're going to have this incredible game. Like, that doesn't happen every time. But when you completely leave the teabags at home, that's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, what do you do if you're Brad Stevens and you're running the Celtics? Do you break up those two? And I mean, it's hard to find dudes like that's the problem. Or do you add to them in a different way and get rid of some other guys?
Well, I mean, so the two of them are going to cost like $500 million, they were saying. Then you got your boy, Big Caleb Martin, on the Heat, who makes like a whopping $300,000. Mm-hmm. And now he's obviously going to get paid more than that. But it's just not happening. Those guys don't like... I mean, they're both obviously solid, but they just don't have the killer instinct. Like, you got to take the ball game over, and it wasn't happening.
I've never... Tatum on the close games in the fourth quarters, it just doesn't happen. So they do need to bring in, like, I don't know if it's a point guard or a better big dude, you know. Big Al down low is getting a little old.
It's like Michigan football. Like, okay, great job pounding the Rutgers and stuff. But, and then when you play the big boys, you can't get her done. And that's when it matters the most. That's what you get paid the big chips for.
Mm-hmm.
ESPN struck out also. They, before the series started, they gave the Heat a 3% chance to win the series. Whoopsies. Jimmy Buckets, your boy, had something different to say about that.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, Jimmy tweaked his ankle. If you went back to that Knicks series, he sat out those, you know, Tatum didn't have the time to sit out. But yeah, Jimmy bounced back from an ankle thing pretty quick.
Mm-hmm, he did. I'll tell you where I think the turning point of was that series was, it was game two. Celtics were down. You know, they lost the first game. The Celtics start going on a run. They're going to make this thing 1-1. And then big Grant Williams opens up the mouth and starts talking trash to Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy gives them the look of, are you kidding me, big guy?
You scrub.
I don't even know who you are. Give me the ball. I'm taking over. And he did. And then they went up 2-0. And that right there, ladies and gentlemen, for me was the series. That's where it started.
When he goes, let's go nose to nose here.
He goes, hey, big guy, you're some sap and you're talking trash to me. That's not the play.
Jimmy's super respectful, though, too. Like the post-game interviews, he wasn't like, he wasn't juiced. He's like, you know, we're excited, but, you know, this thing's not over. We need four more.
We didn't come here to win the Eastern Conference Finals.
But he's, you know, he's the Texas kid, and just he's a respectful guy, too. I love Jimmy.
Mm-hmm. They're, check this out. They're only the third team ever to be an underdog in three series in a row and to win them. Because, you know, they were minus 400 to win that series. I mean, the Celtics were minus 400 to win that series. So every series they've been in, they've been the underdog. It's only the third time to ever win 30 series in a row as an underdog in the playoffs. And the other two came in the 90s. So it's been over like 24 years since a team has done that.
I saw one guy had his bet online. It was from like April, and it was just picking the right NBA Finals matchup, and yep, he had Denver Heat, and it was like $50, but it was like, you know, plus, I don't know, whatever it was. It paid like $12,500.
Really?
Yeah, because he had the right Finals matchup.
Yeah, you know, not to take anything away from that, but usually when someone gets something that random, it's like they're a diehard Heat fan, and then their girlfriend's from Denver or something. So they go, Denver Heat.
Or did they throw 50 bones at like eight different possible matchups?
Oh, well, yes, they definitely did that. Absolutely. But still, that's sweet. Good for him.
Yeah, the 12 dimes off the Finals matchup. Let's do it.
So do you have anything else to say about that series before we go over to the Lake Show Nugs?
I'll miss that one. That was just a fun one to watch for me. I love watching the Heat kind of grind it back out. I liked that yesterday they kind of leaked that they had booked their plane tickets out of Boston to Denver. And then, you know, because people can look at those FAA records.
Oh.
And they said that Boston hadn't made them yet, but it's like, you know, it could be whoop-de-doo. Who cares? These guys could fly privately, too. But I guess that'd be listed, too.
Yeah.
So I just like how the Heat operate. I like Spoelstra. I don't ever want to doubt Buckets, you know, what he can do with these guys.
Well, you're hyping your boy up there a little too much there. Because,
dude, he had 28.
Dude, 28. Did you see how many shots he took?
It's okay. It's game seven.
No, that's also the number of shots he took as well. He was 12 for 28. We should be pumping up big Caleb Martin here. That guy kind of got worked on the Eastern Conference Finals MVP here.
He had 26?
Dude, yeah, 26, 8, and like 4, and every single game, he went over his points props. All seven games, he scored more than what they said. I mean, dude, Jimmy, they, you know, like games 3 and 4, Jimmy was peace out. I mean, yeah, I mean,
he faded. But look, you're also going, when you're the dude, the defense is geared around you, and they scheme all those guys and the double teams. Like, Caleb's the guy that's left open. That, and like,
that's true.
Yeah,
that's true. But, you know, I mean, the 12 for 28er. I mean, come on. That's like the 40%er.
No, he balled. It was a comfortable win, so we'll take her.
Well, let's move on over to the Lake Show and the Nugs, because there's some interesting facts over there as well. I mean, for starters, they got swept. that's good looking. You can't even get the one W on your court. Wow, I got waxed on that too.
Yeah, when they went back to LA.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, well, here we go. I mean, we've seen this story before because the Lake Show got waxed. Well, no, I guess they beat the Warriors game one. But when they went back home for game three, they'd always ball. Lost that one. Thanks to LeBron and AD going 9 for 34 from the floor. Wow. And then LeBroner. I mean, guys, you know, arguably the best of all time. But he was a little worn out. And there was a little streak going there where he was 0 for 19 in the fourth quarter from three ball land.
Yeah, he needs to quit taking those. I think he's just too worn out to go to the rack too much.
So I agree.
Let me try and stroke this, and it's not happening.
No, yeah, he's definitely...
It doesn't look good. It doesn't look smooth.
Dude, I know exactly what that feeling is when I play one-on-one with the boys, and I'm like, okay, I've been running around for a little bit here. Let me fire the 25-footer up and see if that goes in. And that's what that's what LeBron's doing. And then AD, he was running out of juice, too. That just shows you what big Jokic does to people. But it was pretty sweet. The one game, I think it was game two, Jokic and AD both had 30 points. And it's only the fourth time ever that two centers in the playoffs have each had 30.
Uh-huh.
And nowadays with the three ball, you know, for the two centers to each have 30 was pretty sweet. It was fun watching when AD would come to play. But, dude, AD needed like five games in between each day.
Yeah, it's just, you know, he can't stay like active for very long. It's just like he runs out of steam. It's just guaranteed. And so does Jokic, but like Jokic is still effective in other ways. Like once he's winded, he'll kind of back off shooting and he'll kind of run the show from up top there, like dropping dimes.
Right. Yeah, I like everything about Jokic. That guy's a small baller. Seems like he's the family man. He's obviously the team player. The one thing I would suggest to him, someone on his family needs to go, hey, dude, stop biting your nails on TV.
How does he do it?
Oh, when he's on the bench. It's almost guaranteed. Watch, when they take him out and they put him on the bench, he starts watching and he just starts chomping on the nails.
Yeah. You see, there's a few of them that do that.
I mean, No. He does it like he's like the 5-year-old. It's just do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Like one of his teammates needs to kind of give him the bump. Be like, I mean, dude, if you do it here and there, I mean, he does it like every time.
Yeah.
He's worried about it.
Our oldest did that, and I was like, that needs to stop. I got on the Amazon. They had this like paste you slap on the nails.
Oh, yeah.
So it tastes gnarly.
Yep.
I kept putting it on there until he stopped.
It's funny you said that because our 7-year-old started firing it up, and I'm like, time to get that little nail polish stuff for him again. Because, yeah, they don't do it then. So big yoke. Maybe someone should buy it for him.
That actually reminded me, first, a side story here. We got those like... a car kind of cleaning package for mom or something for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And like a week went by and you're like, dude, do those cinnamon breath drops taste nasty to you? And I'm like, what's cinnamon breath drops? You're like, it came like with that Christmas stuff. I'm like, dude, those are like carpet drops for your car. It's like for a fresh scent. You're like, wow, that's probably why it doesn't taste very good.
Meant for the car, and I was chomping on them.
Right, like it's not hooking my breath up.
The whole thing, the reason why the Nugs are balling, I don't think people are talking about. Well, not talking about. I'll tell you what, you know, coming from Colorado, I had all our friends talking about the Nugs. Everyone's super jacked, and they were real disappointed that LeBron started talking about his retirement after they lost, because the next day all the media outlets are talking about LeBron and they're not talking about the Nugs going to their first finals ever.
Yeah, that's just, you know, that's like catching a boxer at the podium. It's like someone asked him the question and he's just a heat of the moment, like, I don't know, I got some stuff to think about. It's like,
right.
And then they run with it how they will. That's just SportsCenter opening with that instead of the Nugget stuff.
Yep. And so the Nugs and their fans aren't very happy. So it's the first time ever. So that was the first time ever the Nugs have beaten the Lakers in a playoff series. And it's also the first time the Nugs have ever made it to the finals.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the Nugs' trip to the finals here and who they play, not to take anything away from them, because you win a championship, you win championship. But, like, when you go by seeds, it's got to be one of the easiest paths to the championship of all time, right? Because they go T-Wolves, right? That's a play-in.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go the Big Suns.
Banged up.
And what seed were they? They were like the fourth?
Three or four. They were four.
Okay. Then they go Lake Show, seven seed, another play-in.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go Heat, another play-in, eight seed. So, dude, you know, little kind of crazy path there. But, I mean, hey, you got to play the games. They're just playing who's in front of them.
Yeah, I mean, the numbers next to the teams, it's like, I don't know if those, you know, obviously people focus on that. But some of these teams kind of coast through the regular season and just get into the playoffs.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, the real difference, and the thing that I don't think, you know, the national narrative needs to pick up on is big Jamal Crawford. Does that guy ball?
Murray.
I mean, Murray, sorry, Crawford. Wow, that's going back.
The sixth man of the year from and, 4 years ago?
Yeah. Like six times in his career, the sixth man.
With 10 different teams.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, Jamal Murray's solid. He's only 26, too, and Jokic is 28. I mean, these guys are still young dudes.
Well, so Jamal, he had the injury for like a year and a half.
The ACL.
But he's the first person ever in the Western Conference Finals to shoot 50% or higher from the field, 40% or higher from three ball, and 90% from the free throw line. Good try. So, I mean, that's...
Wait, was he over 50 from the field, did you say?
Yeah. Well, he was at least 50.
The 40, 50, 90. That's the big marker. I think Steph did it once in the regular season. That's real hard to do.
He did it for the whole season?
40, 50, 90.
No, yeah. No. Oh, Steph. Okay, no. This. Okay, Steph went 40, 50, 90. This was 50, 40, 90. So 50%, 40% from three ball.
Right. That's what Steph did.
Oh, well, you said 40.
40 from three, 50 from the field, 90 from the free throw.
Well, the order you're saying it is incorrect.
Okay.
We go with the two pointers first. So we're on the same page there. But anyway, he balls. And apparently... It's funny because one of our friends has season tickets and he's like, dude, you see how much shit Jamal talks? And I go, I can see him, you know, chirping a little bit. He's like, dude, he doesn't stop talking to the other team.
Hmm.
So when he starts lighting it up and they can't stop him, you got to look for it and see if you can see Jamal chitting with people.
Yeah, it's a little more discreet. It's not like his flapping of the mouth you can see on TV as much.
No, yeah, it's underneath the breath, probably like when he's running by people and stuff like that. But I have noticed it. He lets people know, like especially when he's on fire. So what do you think now about the Heat versus the Nugs? So the Nugs came out, not to cut you off, but just to... Build it here a little bit. The Nugs came out minus 365 to win the series. Quickly got bet up to 400. Minus 400 to win the series here. So the Heat are the underdogs. Once again, that's no surprise. Give me your thoughts.
Do you... well, the Nuggets... I like the Nuggets, you know, to answer the question for this series. I think when they sit at home for a while and they rest that long... Sometimes it does take a little bit to get back to like that live game action. I know they try to simulate it with like the scrimmages, but it's not the same as when these guys like suit it back up against the other team. So I would just say I could see maybe Miami stealing game one.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I see where you're coming from with that, the layoff and stuff, but.
Well, what's the spread game one? Do you know the opening
night? I sure do, buddy. It's the minus -8.
See, I'd take Miami there.
Okay, but it doesn't bother you at all that they had to go seven games, intense seven games. I mean,
that wasn't tense last night.
And then they get a couple days off, and then they travel to the big altitude, and then they. So I think it might be blowout central that first game.
Mm.
There is a number. I wish I had it for you, but. Teams that go game seven, and in fact, it happened this playoffs, a team that has to go game seven. Oh, you know what it was? It was the War Dogs, because the War Dogs went game seven with Sacramento, and then they came back, and they couldn't even get the W at home against the Lake Show.
Because they had like the 4 days rest.
And because the Warriors went seven games. So mm-hmm. History shows that teams that go seven games, that first game of the next series, they usually get waxed. And when I say like usually, it's over 60% of the time.
So that was, the Warriors had one day off, and those were like intense games. The Heat last night won by 20. Like, those dudes weren't in the last of that fourth quarter. They kind of were on the bench.
Well, okay, but that was also the first series of the entire playoffs for the War Dogs. This is going to be the fourth series for the Heat.
Mm-hmm.
These guys have to be a little bit more winded.
Yep.
Well, okay, then let's follow that up. So you think you like the Nugs.
Well, I think the Heat flew out last night, and they've got today and tomorrow to just kind of shoot around and rest, and then they're not going to play till Thursday night.
They flew straight to Denver.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you like the Nugs for this?
I do like the Nuggets to win it.
Yeah. And how many games?
Five or six.
Well,
probably five.
Okay. Well, then think about what you're saying there.
That's what I said. I said I like the Heat in game one,
and then the Nugs to win the next four.
I'll go six. No, I'll take it to, I think Miami can bounce back for one at home.
All right, so you like them in six here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get the best bettors in here. There's a couple of them. Number one, I agree with you with the Nugs, and I think the Nugs win this thing by more than two. You know, I don't think the Heat get within two games of them. So either it's 4-1. Or it's 4-2, and you can actually place chips on that the Nugs win it in 4-1, 4-2, -134. There's best bet number one.
Lock it.
Would you like another one?
Sure.
Okay. Now, another way, because I know some people are like, no way I want to put, you know, -400 on the Nugs to win the series. How about this play then? How about it's a little bit less for Jokic to win the MVP. So, because wouldn't you agree if the Nugs win, he's going to be the MVP? That's pretty much a guarantee.
What about Murray?
So he's the only other one that could get it. But there's also a bet out there. How about this? How about Jokic to average a triple-double, which he did in the Western Conference Finals again, because this guy's a joker, -110. So do you think he'll average the triple-double? Probably. I mean, who is going to stop this guy? The big Bam?
Yeah, I mean, Bam, see, what he's going to pull Bam out, and then Miami's not huge down there. They have to really rebound together.
I mean, dude, I mean, is Yao Ming still available? Like, we need to bring someone in here. It's not going to be Bam. And the Heat, like, the last 2 years are 0-6 against the Nugs. Like, this just is not a very good matchup for them at all. And, you know, the Heat, listen, it's been fun. It's been great. But, I mean, the Knicks took you guys six games. You had to go through a banged up Greek the Freak. We know how much of a joker the Celtics are. Stand by for the Denver Nugs. This is a whole new step up in class.
Mm, and my, how far have we come since the playoff preview? I certainly was off. I think you didn't give them much credit either. We kind of brushed by Denver. Now, they're way better than we gave them credit for.
Well, hold on. I didn't brush by them. We kind of went through this halfway through our wrap-ups. Remember, I said they were going to wax the Suns.
No, but initially, when we just kind of did like the full playoff opening,
we were like,
wow, we didn't even talk about the one seed.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We didn't give them props at the very beginning. Yeah. But then once it started going and I saw this was playing out, I'm like, well, it's not the Suns.
Once I saw them in the Western Finals,
I knew they were balling.
I had their back.
Dude, Nugs all the way. I'm their number one fan. Come on, baby.
Yeah.
That's true. And then on the East, well, we did nail the East. Well, it's not over with yet. But if the Nugs run through them, we did nail the East, saying the whole time it was not a factor at all. And it's kind of showing. The Nugs are going to prove us right. The East, wow. Just the, hey, pass it to me. My turn. One-on-one. Okay, I'll pass it to you. Now it's your turn. Go get him, buddy. Okay, toss up a 30-footer. Okay, my turn.
Yeah, like if it was like a healthier Milwaukee team and you could put like Giannis on Jokic, like then we'd be talking.
Well, dude, listen, I hear you. I mean, I'd love to see the Greek rocking right now, but it's not happening. So it'll be interesting. How about our boy, the Grant Man, and Big Jack get to go to the championship series?
Yeah, I mean, how sweet. You know, it's like you definitely want to go, and then somewhere in the back of your mind, you're kind of like, do I want to throw these on the StubHubber? Because these things...
Right, because I think his seats are going to... Because, you know, they increase the price, right, for the playoffs. But he's got good seats. I think he's... How many rows up is he? I think he's like 15 or 17 or something off the court.
Real quality seats.
And I think he has to pay $600 a ticket for them. But he said on StubHub, he saw them going for $3,500.
A piece.
Yep.
Yeah.
So he could go, okay, here's $1,200 for me and my son to go to the game, or here's $7,000 for me to pocket for that game.
And that's right now. I mean, you give it, you know, those might go up. Game two might go up.
Yeah. The people in Denver are fired up. I mean, I start thinking about, I mean, we moved from there like 30 years ago, and the team hasn't done squat since we moved.
Nope. You know, and then we could relate to that, too, because it took the Warriors forever to get good.
Yeah, and then they got real good.
Yep, so Denver's got a little run here with these dudes.
Yeah, I mean, have you heard anyone, like, think that the Heat's going to ball?
I mean, the Heat just finished, you know, last night, so it's like those people give their immediate first take on what they think they can do. It's I don't know. Most people are leaning with Denver from how they've looked.
Yeah, that just kind of scares me when everyone does that, but... Yeah, I don't know. I just, it's going to be real hard for them to match up with these guys. Real, real hard.
Yep. And give coach to Malone, you know, some credit too. I mean, he's got a good system there working with the Joker and how they all operate.
Mm-hmm.
These coaches are just let go so quick nowadays. It's like, geez, let these guys stick around for a second to figure it out.
Dude, no kidding.
Yep, it'll be fun to watch. These have been fun playoffs. I've enjoyed them. I did... I left Tahoe yesterday. I wish I had thrown some chips on the Heat before I left.
Because I don't think what people know is you can mail that ticket in, mm-hmm. right?
It says on the back. You right. can either mail it to that one, or they have like an affiliate in Las Vegas that you can mail it in. But I'll be back up there in a few weeks, too. You can always just collect it then.
That's true. So just to recap there, we both agree on the Nugs taking it home. We both agree it's not going seven.
No.
And so therefore we take the Nugs minus the 1.5 games for minus 134. That's the best bet. And I like the Joker to average the triple double too. I mean, this guy's just, the only way that doesn't happen is if they just smoke him and he gets pulled out of the ball games. Which, that wouldn't be ideal. But, I mean, this guy's just a triple-double machine.
Yeah. I mean, he just gets the boards. You see him tip them to himself. I mean, he gets the boards pretty easy over 10, and the points will come. It's just whether or not, you know, how often he's up top getting the dimes, or how the guys make the threes, too, because he gets them off those.
Yeah, and I'm going to go with the best bet that also that the Nugs roll them game one minus the 8. So those are the three that I like. Minus the 8, Joker, triple-double average, and Nugs minus the 1.5 ball games.
Yep. I like it. I like the Nugs. I mean, they're not as flashy as what some people would like them to see, but they're a good basketball team.
So they play Thursday. Oh, that was the other thing that was interesting. So the games are played like within, the whole series is played within 16 days. So they play Thursday, right? Then they play Sunday. And then we'll be back here chitting with you on Tuesday to chit about the games.
When's game three? Was it like Tuesday or Wednesday?
I'm not positive. If it's Sunday, then when's the next one after that?
Then they'll let them fly to Miami. It's probably
That's right. Yep. So it'll probably be Sunday. So it'd be Tuesday or Wednesday, probably, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's it for me, big guy.
Yep, I like it. Don't forget the Twitter and Instagram. It's at Bolt Brady Picks, because we'll put stuff up there for each game for sure. But we'll be back next Tuesday. I guess we'll probably only be two games into this bad boy at that point. But we will keep chatting NBA Finals, and we will catch you guys next week.
See ya.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.